This is the first podcast. I haven't given it a name yet. And it was something I didn't think I was going to do. Not something I was really wanting to do, but I've had enough patience. Let's say heckling. Heckling's a good word. Heckling me into doing something where I can write down the information or a place, give them a place that they can hear some of the information so they can go back and re-listen to it. So that's really what this is all about. So this is going to be one of many. I'm going to try to keep some of these short and sweet. Some of them will probably be longer because they're going to take a longer explanation. This is going to be about health. This podcast is going to be about figuring out how you can be your best advocate for your own health. And to realize that just because you feel like crap and every other doctor has told you you are okay, that you're normal. I'm sure everybody's heard that. Yeah. But they still feel like shit.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. That there are avenues in which you can take to figure out where that problem is coming from and to fix that problem. Because if you fix the source, you have to find it first. But if you fix the source of the problem, that can help you eliminate a lot of symptoms. So let me just introduce myself for some of the people that don't know me. My name is Dr. Ryan Sennheinrich, and I've owned and operated First Step Family Wellness for 11 years now with my wife. We have gone through so many different classes, so much education, and all of that education was based upon how do I help the next patient, right? You get a couple patients that walk in, they're easy. You go, yay, this is easy. I can do this. And then guess what walks in right after it? Something you've never seen before. And you hit the oh crap button. And then that oh crap button forces you to do one of two things. You either have to learn more to figure out how to fix that person, or you just pass them off to somebody else. And me and my wife are the type of people that we're too stubborn. And we like to feel like we try to be the best. So we're like, no, to heck with it. I'll figure this out. And it's just everything we're going to talk about is a culmination of 11 years of this stuff. And we're still learning. I don't want you to think that this is like the end all be all, that we know this inside and out and that we're never going to be taking more steps forward. There's always stuff to learn, but we're going to try to give you some information that you can use in your house, with your family, with yourself, to maybe at least find a starting point. Or you come see somebody like myself or my wife or our team. We can at least figure out where a lot of your stuff is coming from and come up with a game plan that's simple. So I think one of the things that really sets us apart at First Step Family Wellness is our philosophy on health. Our philosophy is all about the KISS method. It is the keep it simple, stupid, right? I have used that. The more you stick with that, actually the more complex patients you can heal. And what I mean by that is I've had patients that have had problems for 20, 25, 30 years that have seen 6 and 7 different doctors and they've found no answers. And it's only when you really dive into their whole health history and you start simple that you can actually get results. So let me kind of give you a little bit more of a background of like where I came from. So chiropractic obviously was my bread and butter. When I got out, I started running into people that were more complex where chiropractic adjustment just wasn't getting it done. Mm-hmm. It was helping. It helps a lot. But it wasn't getting somebody all the way to what I would call health. It would get somebody out of like a 9 out of 10 pain down to like a 3. But I could never really get people from that 3 to 0, which was my goal. So I dove into functional medicine where I was drawing blood and I was seeing what was in the blood, what was missing in the blood, looking at minerals, looking at balancing in the blood. And I was giving a lot of supplementation for those patients. So I was kind of taking my next step. And some of those patients had kick-ass results. They did great. But I ran into a problem. And that problem was some people did and followed the whole protocol, and they didn't get any better. And so it was only once I started finding some of the digestive stuff from Dr. Loomis that I was able to kind of take like our next step forward. So that was a massive breakthrough for us in our office. And I think something else that changed for me when I kind of took a step away from functional medicine, at least from doing the blood work, was you have to find the cause. If you can't find the cause, you chase your tail. Mm-hmm. And I know that because I did that for like 5 or 6 years, where you have somebody come in and they've got 15 different symptoms and you go, oh crap, what do I do for all of these symptoms? It gets overwhelming. And what you have to do is simplify. If you dig deeper and find where it came from, then you only have to go after one or two things.
So do you find that someone has to fix their gut health before you can find root causes? Or it's in conjunction, like you're working on the gut, plus you're also working on what is causing these symptoms?
Yeah, and what's really interesting with what you just said is when you deal with a complex patient, if you look through all their symptoms, it looks kind of like a coloring book. They have stuff all over the place. I've got stuff in the GI tract. There's stuff in the neurological side of things. Muscles don't work. My joints don't work. I have a lot of pain. I have a lot of soreness, swelling, all of these things. If you go back and you start to build the timeline of that patient, almost always the GI tract is the first thing that went wrong. So let me give you an example. I have a lady in my office that she's 30 years old. She has tons of symptoms. She puts a ton of effort into her health. She eats cleaner than me. She exercises more than me. She does all of the things. She does sauna. She does cold baths. She does all of that. Guess what? She says she still feels like crap. Mm-hmm. And so when a patient comes in like that, you go, well, you've already eliminated 90% of the things that I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So how do I help you? Well, the way you help them is you build that timeline. Well, come to find out, she was a colicky baby, and she had bowel issues ever since she was an infant, and she had reflux ever since she was a kid. And so if you go all the way back, you almost always find the stomach or some part of the GI tract going wrong first. And what happens is when that goes wrong, you start to miss out on what those organs do. So let's just stick with the stomach. The stomach is where protein digestion starts. Protein has the most jobs to perform in the body. So if that organ system starts to go wrong, here's how it can cascade into a big problem. The stomach is going to miss out on protein digestion, which means you're going to miss that out on a lot of jobs that it's going to perform. Mm. The other thing the stomach does is it makes stomach acid that kills a lot of the microbes of the things that you eat. If you don't make enough stomach acid, guess what starts to get into the body? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you start talking to people that have been sick, or I get sick every year, right? And then you also go back to the stomach dictates how the gallbladder works. So how many people started with stomach issues, reflux, EOE, right? And then all of a sudden they had to have their gallbladder removed. But guess what? You haven't fixed the problem. You still have to back trace it to the stomach. So a lot of times, whether you wanted to or not, you find yourself in the gut. So let me kind of explain why that's so important. There's a couple rules that the body has to follow. You have to be able to ingest food. You have to be able to digest food. And you have to hang on to that word because that's a big, big deal. You have to be able to absorb the food. And only then do you have the building blocks that your body can use in the body. So just because you eat it doesn't mean it's in your body.
Hmm.
So you're almost exclusively heading back to the gut. It's the most overlooked part of the body. And the other thing about the GI tract that's overlooked a ton is digestion. Can you actually digest it? Can you absorb it? Can you use it? And the other thing that I get people come to see me for a lot is, can you get rid of it? How many people in this country deal with IBS? I get bloated. I get gassy. I don't feel good when I eat meats or fats.
Mm-hmm.
That's a digestive problem. And guess what happens when it goes down the line? I have constipation. I have diarrhea. It swaps. It switches back and forth. I don't know what's going on. That's the diagnosis of IBS-C and the IBS-D, right? Why does it swap back and forth? Well, you're having issues with your digestive tract. So I know that's more of like a long-winded answer, but whether you like it or not, most complex patients, you're heading back to the gut anyway.
Yeah, and I guess the good news is, most of the time, with what you guys are doing, that gut can be repaired. And so that's where you start building from there. But like you said, with the patient, she was doing all the things right, probably eating organic, and her body just wasn't absorbing it. And so also there's the gut, like, mind connection too, and with mental health and everything. So yeah, that's amazing that you guys start at the gut.
Well, what's really interesting about what you just said too is, this is where you always have to go after the source. So I have other patients that deal with anxiety and depression. Here's the fun part. I don't treat anxiety and depression. I can treat the gut. Now, here's kind of how it works and then how you can actually affect somebody's anxiety and depression. If you break down protein, you make a lot of amino acids. That's what protein is. It's this big ball that you need enzymes to cut it all down. And the pieces you get, I think of them like Legos, are amino acids. And the body can build and stack them and combine them and make whatever it needs to. So here's the fun part. When you break down amino acids, you can rebuild them into serotonin and dopamine, which are the neurotransmitters in the brain that most people struggle with when it comes to anxiety and depression. Now, here's the fun part. Those aren't made in the brain. They're made in the gut. And they have to be carried to the brain. And it's actually carried to the brain on insulin, which is exclusively built from protein as well. So think about it this way, too. How many people struggle with insulin, either dependence, or how many people are type 2 diabetics that have insulin sensitivity, quote unquote, right?
Mm-hmm.
How efficient do you think your body is going to be on carrying those neurotransmitters to the brain? How effective do you think your body is going to be on actually manufacturing them? So something I like to tell patients is, imagine that you are, I'm an expert at making laptops. You know exactly how to do it. And I give you 90% of the parts and I say, I need a laptop built. And you go, perfect, put it on my desk, I'll have it done. And you build it, and then you come to a stopping point because you don't have the parts. Now, what if I walk back in and go, where's my laptop? And you go, well, I don't have the parts, I can't finish it. Well, good, I'll be back in a week, and I want that laptop finished. But if I never give you the part, does it matter how long I leave you there? I can leave you there for an hour, a month, a year. So that also goes back to people that don't heal. They don't ever heal because you're missing parts. If you give the body the missing parts, you help them digest it, and you go, hey, here you go. You go, great. I know how to build the rest of this thing, and bam, now I'm back to manufacturing laptops, and I know how to do it, and I know how to do it well. That's how the body works. And so that's more on the go back to the basics, give the body what it's looking for, and get out of the way. The body is always trying to head towards health. If you give it what it's looking for, it will take you until it hits the next roadblock. And then you have to figure out the next roadblock. That's where the job gets really complicated. But right out of the gate, the biggest thing is just figuring out, what is the body looking for? How do I get it into the body? Or why is the body missing it?
So when your patients come in, what does that look like for them? You know, obviously you go over symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get down to, okay, we need to work the gut. This is specifically what you need. I guess it's not a one size fits all, but it could be, you know.
Yeah, so let me give you like a, there was something my office manager asked me, and then I'll get into like what a new patient looks like. My office manager, when she first came in, I was telling her that every new patient is different. So each person will be something unique. And what she started noticing is a lot of people that were really chronic, that had a lot of stuff wrong, they all left with about the same products. Like at the time, it was a lot of like lymphatic support and some digestive support. So she asked me, she said, I know you said that this is unique. How come a lot of these people are all getting the same thing? And I said, well, if you fail long enough, you end up in the same spot. So it's not uncommon that people that are unique, but if you give the body enough time to fail, you're going to need to be rebuilt from the same place. But as the body gets rebuilt, then that's when the uniqueness comes in. So to kind of answer your question on how do you figure that out, that's where the initial exam comes into play. I take a full hour with a patient. You have to spend time with patients to know what their story is, what's been going on, what started first, and then you have to kind of build that chronological order. If you don't have that, you don't have a good place to start, and that's when you chase your tail. Ask me how I know. I did it for 5, 6, 7 years, and it's frustrating. So the first part of a new patient exam is all about asking questions and then asking the right questions. So the moment I see stomach on there, I'm going to, when did this start?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can almost guarantee you it's the first thing that started, and I can then build from there, right? It's kind of a cool way to do that. After you go through and talk and ask the right questions and do all of that, the next kind of, I call it like a weapon in my arsenal, is my hands. I've been palpating and touching bodies for 15 plus years. You can feel a lot, and the body is going to show you a lot. And so part of that examination is actually pressing on different parts of the body. You're looking for muscle tension. You're looking for, do the joints work well? You're also looking for what's going on with the organ system. Because what you'll notice is an organ system that doesn't work well, it's pushing back. There's like a knot there. And the reason why that happens is what's called involuntary muscle contraction, which is fancy terms for muscles contracting that you cannot control, but your body's doing it. I am looking for those. And then what I'm going to do is, as I find them, I'm taking notes. I'm kind of coming up with chronologically, when did they all happen? And I'm looking for the ones that are the worst. Typically the ones that are the worst, or like I touch it and the patient makes eye contact with you, like, don't freaking do that. That hurts. Those are the golden ones where I'm like, okay, this has probably been here a while.
Yeah.
Those are going to be your starting points. And a lot of times, and I love this quote from Dr. Loomis, find the points and get out of the way. Don't overthink it, because that's what most doctors do. We think we have to create this like really complex thing. And it's like, not really. The body's got it under control.
Mm-hmm.
If you just figure out where it's going wrong and then fix that, stand back, let the body heal until you hit that next roadblock, and then you inspect the body again, because it will change. And so, and I keep going back to Dr. Loomis, but he's a wealth of knowledge, because he's 80 something years old and he's still as sharp as any other doctor I've ever talked to ever. And he says things like that, like, just figure out the source, because when you know the source, the treatment becomes obvious. And that's what I love about our practice now, because now figuring out where to start becomes easy for me. It's the figuring out where things have gone wrong that's the tough part.
Yeah.
And when you can start there and then you build the picture, then it's going to sound really weird. The harder patients I have, the easier the starting point. It's typically as they heal that you have to start peeling that onion. And then as you get through the first 2-3 layers, then that's when stuff gets really tricky.
Yeah. Someone who is brand new to this world,
mm-hmm.
what tips do you have for them? Like, come in, do the assessment. What does the road look like for most people?
So the road, the most common new patient I see, I'm not the first doctor, and that's okay. I get a lot of people that have already had x-rays, MRIs, blood work. They've seen, typically, it's actually kind of funny, because as I've been at this, the number of doctors patients have seen before seeing me is starting to shrink. Before, somebody's gone through 6 or 7 different doctors, they've been told they're normal, or they get a diagnosis, and they're like, yay, I have a diagnosis, but I don't know what to do. That doesn't mean anything
right.
to me,
mm-hmm.
because I've taken the medications and I don't like them, or they're not working, or I started with 1, now I'm on 2, now I'm on 3, right? It's not by accident that somebody that's at retirement age hands you a sheet of paper on the medications. So the philosophy is actually backwards from medication. The most work you're going to have to do is the moment you step in my office. That's where changing your diet, working on digestion, even when we start talking about supplementation or enzyme therapy, the most you'll ever have to do in my office is at the beginning. Medication is typically backwards. Normally the least amount you're ever going to do is once you first start. By the time you hit retirement age, you'll notice that it keeps kind of going up, right? That's because that's just masking, right? Now, I'm not saying that all of those are bad. Some people definitely need that stuff. But if you really want to go towards health, the key word here is health. If you want to be healthy and find your own health where your body can handle itself and just need little help, that's where you're going to come find us. That's the kind of road that you will be on. For how long it takes, I've talked to many different doctors about this. The average that most doctors say, and I will just give this for most adults, for every year you've had something, expect it to take at least a month to heal. So I know that might come as a shock, but think of it this way. Imagine that you have a hatchet or a machete. I have stupid analogies, but they work for me, so just hang in there. I always imagine that somebody, before they ever have a symptom, they're standing outside of a forest, a real thick forest like the Amazon. And the moment they start having symptoms, they have that machete and they start hacking their way into the Amazon, okay? When that patient comes to me, I have no idea where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how far in you've gone. I don't know where you have gone, okay? But the thing that the people have to remember is the moment that you realize that you're having symptoms and you come in my office, that's when you stop. You're no longer hacking your way into the forest. Now, when we start working with you, that's when you do an about face and you walk your way out of there. So here's the fun part. That path has already been cut for you. You already cut that path, right? So, and people can probably attest to this. If you've had something that's chronic and you started to actually feel better, guess what you typically run across on your way out? Similar symptoms that you had in your past. Because you're running out of where you just cut in.
That's mind-blowing.
And the fun part is, I'm not the one directing you. I'm not like, oh, here we come. We need to go make a left. That's your body.
Yeah.
Your body knows exactly where it went. So the part of the nervous system that knows what to do is called the autonomic nervous system. It runs things automatically. So since we've been sitting here, have you worried about your heartbeat? Have you worried about sweating? Can you make the hair on your arm stand up? No. It's things that we don't control, but they happen automatically. And so when you give the body what it's looking for, that autonomic nervous system says, ooh, I can now do something with this, and now I'm going to take us back to health.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way you fall down is the way you get back up, is the easiest way to say it.
Yeah.
And so that's what I always tell patients to look for. Like if you run across a symptom you had 5 years ago or 10 years ago, please don't get discouraged. That's a good sign. Mm-hmm. You're heading out.
Yeah.
I think the most simple way to think about it is we're trying to de-stress the body. So you have physical stress, which I like to think of as the chiropractic stuff, right? Does the ankle work? Does the knee work? Does the pelvis work? How does the back work? How is the neck working, right? Because if you don't move efficiently, you're going to burn through a lot of nutrients just trying to walk, right? Mm-hmm. Or sitting at your desk or whatever it is. Then you have the chemical stress. So like, what are you exposed to? Can you actually digest what you're eating? Are you chewing your food? Like I said, we go with the KISS method. I can't tell you how many people inhale their food like they have teeth in their stomach, okay? Think about like trying to break down an old car. You smash it. You don't put it in a vat of acid
mm-hmm.
because it's more efficient to mechanically break something down. So chewing is something really simple anybody can do. Then you go through the next steps of like some of the chemical stress. Can you break it down? Can you absorb it? Can you use it? And can you get rid of it? So the easy thing with the chemical stress is I normally just figure out, what is somebody eating? Are they chewing? Do they have anything in the GI tract that's bothering them? And can they poop? How many people in this country can't poop or don't poop correctly? Or I had a mom and a daughter one time, they high-fived because they pooped on a Saturday. They were pooping once a week.
Oh my gosh.
So do you not think that that type of person would be, I don't know, irritable?
Yeah.
Right? Short-tempered?
Yeah.
Probably uncomfortable? Inflamed? Like I said, you can, right there, I just named a bunch of symptoms that if I can get you to poop, those things just go away. How about chronic low back pain? You know how many people have had chronic low back pain that have seen other chiropractors, but it's because of constipation?
Mm.
Then how the joints are working? And then the last one, and honestly, this is the hardest one for us, and I think this is the hardest one for anybody, is emotional stress,
mm-hmm.
right? That plays a massive role on people, and it's the one thing that you don't get to just check for, right? I can check for mechanical misalignments. I can check for chemical issues, right? Digestion, getting rid of, bowel toxicity. I have points. I have things I can find. Unless the patient tells me, you don't know that there's an emotional stress until you've cleared the other two, and you're like, great, we got better, but
mm-hmm.
we're not where I think we should be. And then that just leads you into other questions. And man, I can't tell you how many times I found emotional stress linked to things, or like I've adjusted somebody and it's weird. I never thought that this was even possible, but people can attach emotional issues to certain parts of the body. And when they work, I've had people just cry. It scares the crap out of you. I had a gentleman in my office one time that had this muscle tension in his hip. And I was adjusting his pelvis and I was working on that. And I started doing some different points and I found some digestion support that we could do because he had a very high stress job.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did that. His hip started to release and relax. And then I found that it was kind of jammed. So I did my adjustment for the hip. And the guy started crying. Now, this is a tough guy, right? A guy that works 50, 60 hours a week, runs all the time, has been through a lot of physical pain, tough guy. When a tough guy starts bawling in your office, the first question you don't want to ask is, did I hurt you?
Yeah.
Because that's your initial gut reaction, right? And he just started crying. And then I asked him, I'm like, hey, are you all right? He goes, I don't know what just happened. But different emotions can get linked to different parts of the body. And you just kind of have to be prepared for it now. Most of the time it doesn't happen. But when it does, you kind of have to let the patient know, like, there's a reason why you're crying. They don't want to feel like they're crazy.
Right.
Because if I adjusted you and all of a sudden you start bawling, but nothing was painful, you're going to think you're a little crazy.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's kind of nice to go, no, no, no. There's a reason for this. I don't know exactly why it was there, but I can tell you what it was.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about your practice too, because you guys hit all the angles and it's just that emotional. Most people don't talk about that. They don't talk about how that's related to the organs and how it can affect your body negatively. So it's just, you guys have such a comprehensive, and like you said, you and your wife have really worked on modeling your practice the way, you know, to get people better and to live a healthier life. So I know we covered a ton of ground today.
Yes.
And I guess one thing just to let everybody know that's watching is if you have something specific, obviously every episode we're going to kind of just dig deeper into topics and different things, but if you have something specific, you know, Dr. Ryan is a wealth of knowledge, so...
I try to be. I like to think that I am. There's a lot of doctors in this country that know a lot. So all I'm trying to bring to this is my thought process, how I do things, and I love simplicity. If you look at literally everything I have, my house is simple. My cars are simple. They're all simple. They're all reliable. And so that's kind of how we function as an office,
mm-hmm.
is break things down to simple terms that people can understand. I don't need to talk in fancy terms to you, right? I've joked with friends. I said, do you know how much debt I went into to learn a language that I don't get to use every day?
Yeah.
And they look at me like I'm crazy. And I said, I can talk to doctors. I can look at paperwork, but that doesn't help me and you. I deal with patients all the time that get a diagnosis and they're like, once again, what do I do with this?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to sound crazy, but I don't really give a crap what diagnosis you have.
Yeah.
I have to find where the body has gone wrong. So, as we go through this stuff, I like to nerd out on certain things. I have a lot of other doctors that work in my office where we all have different specialties. We all have like different passions. How we think through things is a little bit different. So I'm going to get them on here because it's going to resonate with somebody somewhere because everybody's different. But the one thing I want people to understand is, I want to know from you what you want to learn. I don't want to just sit on here and just blah, blah, blah about what I know and what I like to talk about. I want to answer questions. So if people have comments or questions, you got to send it to us. You got to let us know. And there's going to be some episodes where we go really stupid nerdy. Like I love talking about the stomach because that's the linchpin where most of the GI tract stuff goes wrong,
mm-hmm.
right? How many people in this country deal with just overwhelming stress? The organ systems that get their butts kicked is the stomach and the adrenals,
mm-hmm.
right? How many people listening to this go, I have to have a cup of coffee or I'm not making it
yes.
at work today.
Mm-hmm.
So think of it like this. My goal when you come in is I want to get you from I have to I would like. And that's a big difference. I'm not trying to steal coffee from you, but I want it to be an option, not a must have.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing too is we are saturated with information on social media right now. And it's like, you got to do X, Y, Z, you got to buy this. And at the end of the day, we don't know why or why we're using it, why we're buying it. We can't find the reel that we saved, you know?
Yeah.
So having a team that can walk you through and say, yes, you need this. No, you don't. This is what we're doing. This is what, you know, you guys have like options for meal planning. And I mean, it's just,
yeah.
You have such a wealth of knowledge. So if you're finding this, head back to the website. If you're on YouTube, you know, leave comments. If you're on social media, but head back to the website, firststepfamilywellness.com, and send us a message because Dr.
Yeah.
Ryan would love to go over all of that with you.
Yeah, and I think another one that I really want to do soon is you don't have to make it complex, right? I hear a lot of people ask me questions about hydrogen water. And like all this stuff, and like a sauna, and then a cold bath. you're not there.
Yeah.
If you have a lot of issues going on, you need to start at the basics. You need to build the foundation of your body's health. What they're doing there is they're taking themselves from 90% to like 95 to 100. They're really making a lot of, I don't want to say minute because that's not the correct term, but they're trying to make little tweaks. Most people that I see, their health is crap. Like they're at 0%, 10%. I've got to build you to 90 to where you can then use those so that way your body can respond to them and you can actually get something out of them. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Or you'll get more out of them. It's the same way with people that take multivitamins, right? If your GI system is junk, you're going to miss out on digesting it. It could be a fantastic product. You might take it and go, what the heck is this? But if you help with digestion, you can take what you're already doing and amplify it. So that's what we're really trying to do is we're foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. but if you want to get to that level, you start with us and you build yourself up to then the sauna doing what it's supposed to do. Then the cold bath really doing what it's supposed to do. And yeah, we just go from there.
Yeah.
But keep it simple. Please keep it simple. If you have a lot of symptoms, don't start at the end. You got to start at the start. And I made a comment to a patient. It's like getting rich. Most people that get rich make the boring, dull decision every single day.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you build your health. You almost have to make the boring, dull decision to eat correctly to build the foundation. Once you gather that, let's talk about it like money, then you can have fun. Then you can play. Most people are broke. Most people don't have any money in the bank, right? You don't need all the fancy. You need the solid, consistent decisions to lead you to putting money in the bank so then you can eventually have fun.
That's amazing. Well, so just to kind of like recap, obviously head to the website.
Yes.
You can learn more. You can schedule an appointment. I believe there's phone number there, so you can call in and book with Dr. Ryan or any of his team.
Yes.
You guys also have plans because it is a whole picture. You know, when you treat somebody, you want them to come back so that you can support the body during their journey. So they have this comprehensive, you know, a plan, or you could do a single visit, or you can do chronic infection workup. There's so much to their practice, and we're just skimming the surface today. So
yeah, I joked with my wife. I said I wanted to be the Costco of health, and what I mean by that is I wanted to offer people a lot of different things, but everybody's going to choose to do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give people options, and then that way we can just kind of form it into whatever you want. Our goal is to meet the patient where they're at. Some people want to put just their toe in the water. Some people want a cannonball in, right? And so for the people that want to go all in, all out, we're going to have everything at your disposal to do it. If you're the one that's just trying to figure out, is this right for you?
Mm-hmm.
Do I even think this could work, right? We can meet your needs where you're at, and we will come up with the game plan that suits you. So that's what I mean by the whole Costco thing, because you walk through, you could have the all organic, perfect,
yeah,
ripe banana right next to the green, other, like maybe crappier option,
yeah,
right? But they give you the option. And so that's kind of what we want to do. And that's kind of how we're going to move forward.